In addition to those killed, about 60,000 people are estimated to have been displaced by flooding that hit the coastal town of Mombasa and the northeastern town of Garissa particularly hard. The Kenyan Health Ministry has also issued an alert for possible outbreaks of waterborne diseases such as cholera. The floods are being caused by 3 weeks of unusually heavy downpours during the October to December short rain season. Recently, massive flooding has killed more than 40 people in neighboring Somalia and more than 60 people in Ethiopia. Flooding and unusual weather patterns are being discussed by 6,000 delegates from around the world at the UN Climate Change Conference, which ends this week in Nairobi. UN Environment Program spokesman Nick Nuttall explains.
These kinds of extreme flooding are the kind of events that are consistent with scientific forecasts on climate change. Africa is an extremely vulnerable continent as it is, weather events, but climate change is making those weather events more extreme and more frequent. So the kind of flooding that you're seeing in Kenya is in line with these kinds of predictions by the best scientific minds.
Meanwhile, the Australian government says it is trying to set up an alternative arrangement to the Kyoto Protocol. Australia and the United States have refused to ratify the protocol. The United States says the treaty does not place enough responsibility on developing countries to cut pollution, and its costs would cause harm to the U.S. economy. The 165 countries that ratified the Kyoto Protocol, which took effect last year, are legally committed to reducing their output of 6 carbon gases believed most responsible for causing global warming. Scientists point to carbon dioxide, methane, and nitrous oxides as being 3 of several gases that, in excess, form a barrier that prevents the sun's energy from radiating back into space, thus raising the Earth's temperature. Such climate change has been linked to more frequent occurrences of drought, flooding, hurricanes, forest fires, and increases in the number of malaria cases, rising sea levels, and damage to crops. Kathy Maitney for VOA News, Nairobi.
旺旺英语网站, 欢迎您的光临, 请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com。